This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. India will host the third Voice of Global South Summit today in virtual format. The theme of the summit is An Empowered Global South for a Sustainable Future. Briefing reporters in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said all Global South countries have been invited to attend the summit. The Global South Summit will act as a platform to expand discussions held in the previous summits on a range of complex challenges that continue to affect the world, such as conflicts, food and energy security crisis and climate change. At the summit, the countries of the Global South would continue deliberations on challenges, priorities and solutions for the Global South, particularly in the developmental domain. The inaugural session would be at the head of state and government level and will be hosted by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Union Cabinet has given its approval to three new metro rail projects in the country. The projects include Phase 3 of Bangalore Metro with an estimated cost of 15,611 crore rupees, Thane Integral Ring Metro Rail Project with a cost of 12,200 crore rupees, and Pune Metro Phase 1 project extension towards south from Swargate to Khatraj with a cost of around 3,000 crore rupees. Addressing media after the Cabinet meeting in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that at present Metro Rail is operational in 21 cities, whereas it was operational only 5 cities 10 years back. The minister added that Metro Rail as an efficient alternate road transport and with Phase 3 as an extension to the Metro Rail network is expected to alleviate traffic congestion in the city. Giving details about the Thane Integral Ring Metro Project Corridor in Maharashtra, which will be operational by 2029, Mr. Vaishnav added that the 29-kilometer corridor will run along the periphery of west side of Thane city with 22 stations. Speaking about the Pune Metro Phase 1 project extension towards south from Swargate to Khatraj, Mr. Vaishnav said that the Swargate to Khatraj underground line will significantly alleviate road traffic congestion and provide a safer and more comfortable travel experience. Mr. Vaishnav said the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs also gave its approval to the new civil enclaves at Bihta in Bihar and Bagdogra in West Bengal. Indian Medical Association, IMA, has called for a 24-hour nationwide strike today to protest against the rape and murder of a woman resident doctor at West Bengal government-run R.G. Kaur Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata. The IMA has called for withdrawal of non-emergency and OPD services today, beginning 6 a.m. The organization is demanding justice for the victim and a central law to protect healthcare workers. Following the call, more medics from public as well as private health facilities joined protests across the country. The IMA has also condemned the vandalism at the Kolkata hospital, where doctors have been protesting since August 9th evening, following the rape and murder of the woman medic. At least 20 coaches of the Sabarmati Express passenger train derailed in Kanpur district of Uttar Pradesh today. The incident occurred during the wee hours near Kanpur railway station, which is being investigated by IB and railway officials as the engine is said to be hit by a sharp object. Fortunately, no casualties were reported, but the rail route has been disrupted. Train has been arranged for the passengers for their onward journey. According to North Central Railway, Sabarmati Express 19168, which is going from Varanasi Junction to Ahmedabad, derailed after striking a boulder. Fire trucks and ambulances were dispatched to the scene, and a thorough inspection of the train confirmed that no one was hurt. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, in his message on social media X, said that engine of Sabarmati Express hit an object placed on the track derailed near Kanpur at 2:35 a.m. today. Sharp hit marks are observed. Evidence is protected. IB and UP police are also working on it. Allahabad High Court has directed the Uttar Pradesh government to prepare a fresh selection list for the appointment of 69,000 assistant teachers in the state. The court has set aside the selection list issued in June 2020 and January 2022, which included 6,800 candidates. And that is the end of this news bulletin.